This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. Now, I was reading earlier today in the news about educational opportunities, you know. If you're wondering what to do with yourself in this coming winter during those cold winter nights, what you might want to do is to sign up for a course in the Vatican University called Exorcism and the Prayer of Liberation. Yes, you too can learn how to become an exorcist. And right now there's 120 students signed up for it, and this is the second year it's been offered. So I'll have a few questions about this, you know, because it said it's a theoretical and a practical course. Now, what practical means is that they have a lab. And what that means is they must go out there and find some demonically possessed individuals and take them into the lab and screw with them a little bit. So what, I guess you get Linda Blair there, and she's sitting on a lab stool with her head spinning around. And then the students would come up one by one and take a shot at getting the devil out of her. I don't know exactly how that works, but it does specifically say that it has a practical part of this test, of this class. So, and of course, you can see the value of learning how to get the devil out of people, because part of the course is determining whether the devil is in them or whether they're just psychologically screwed up. It must be quite a subtle distinction, but that's one of the things that you learn. So I'm wondering if this is a pass-fail course, if you're qualified to deal with demons or you're not qualified. Or perhaps it's graded in the classical way of ABC, where for an A, you're really good at getting rid of demons, or sort of good at getting rid of demons, or just kind of an average demon disposer. So I don't know really how that works, but if you're interested, you might want to follow up on this at the Pontifical Regina Apostolorum University in Rome. You too can be a certified exorcist and take that out into the world and find demons. The possibilities are limitless, as I'm sure you can readily see. You might want to run an ad in the newspaper or something, and have a kind of a demon clientele. Run an ad on the internet. I don't know. So you too, if you want to, get in touch with this university, sign up for this four-month course, and learn everything about exorcism and the prayer of liberation. So I'm just going to end this message right here, because I'm sure there's many of you who are going to want to get in touch with them right this very minute. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for listening to this message.